Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're visiting today with John Bruins. He's an undergrad student down at the University of Illinois, specifically in the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. That is ACES, the title of a publication earlier this week. You say Cairo, I say Cairo. New online resource provides audio pronunciation of Illinois places and landmarks. It's called the Pronunciation Guide for Illinois Place Names. Mr. John Bruins, can I say hallelujah? Thank you that somebody in Illinois is doing this. Far too long have people been butchering some of the names of towns, cities, and counties throughout the great state of Illinois. So we begin our conversation. What motivated this project?
Well, it was honestly just a kind of time factor. The last official Illinois pronunciation guide was a physical paper pamphlet that was released in, I believe, 1957. Obviously, just in terms of accessibility and just kind of, you know, either updating towns' names if they, you know, are pronounced differently, or as well just making it on a much more accessible format, considering this specific pamphlet had been out of publication for decades by the time we started the project.
And this is an online resource, and it has the pronunciation guide, but I think more importantly, you know, it's the, you have the audio click availability where you can hear how it sounds, which is much different than actually trying to phonetically pronounce it. And it's go.illinois.edu/pronunciation guide. Again, it's go.illinois.edu/pronunciation guide. Now, this is perfect for what? I mean, for us folks in the media, especially in terms of gaining credibility or lacking credibility, if you get the pronunciation of a town wrong, your goose can be cooked in that specific region, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, you get, you know, either a reporter or a politician coming in saying, you know, I got to say that Rio, Illinois is like a second home to me. Well, of course, everyone's going to be like, yeah, right, bub. Just because they know something that's just as integral as, you know, maybe a smaller town's name, but still, you know, somebody's hometown, it being pronounced incorrectly would definitely kind of be a separation between, you know, whoever is speaking it.
Yeah, and we're kind of in the hotbed because you over in Knox County, we hear a lot of people, as you mentioned, pronounce Rio the wrong way and call it Rio, and the same for Milan, Illinois. Some people continue to call it Milan, like the Italy country, and a lot of people refer to the great Henry County town, home of the Orion Chargers, as the constellation Orion. So we're kind of in the hotbed of those towns that are mispronounced. So you talked about it not being done since the 1950s or whatever. You know, it's a work in progress, too, because there's so many villages, so many towns, so many unincorporated areas, whatever. How much work went into this thing, trying to get this accomplished? How long did this take?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd say we started the planning of the project around late June, early July 2018. Now, that involved a very tedious process, I'll be frank with you, contacting different people in the College of Media, the College of ACES, WILL, and a bunch of other media publications. And how that started was it was just, oh, you know, we can help with this. We can, you know, contribute some funding. Maybe we can, you know, try to monetize the website. Maybe we can have these pronunciation guides and you can use this recording studio. And what it unfortunately kind of narrowed down to in the next month, my boss and I, Director Lulu Rodriguez of the Agricultural Communications Program here at the U of I, what kind of, you know, was apparent to us about a month after these meetings took place was that there wasn't a lot of interest on the external parties in terms of, you know, contributing what was mentioned. So honestly, it just kind of narrowed down to myself, Dr. Lulu Rodriguez, and Kelsey Litchfield, a alumnus of U of I, to basically put in a brunt of the work. So we just launched it, I believe, last week. So, my goodness, we were slaving away at it for at least 8 months, I'd say.
Yeah, I assume you said just last week that the information has been disseminated. But have you received much reaction? Because I really feel in this field that I'm in, this is something that is so long overdue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, have you heard much reaction yet? And I assume it's something that as word gets out, more and more media members are going to say, well, this is a must for, you know, our new reporter that's, you know, coming into the state of Illinois for the first time.
Honestly, I was just surprised for, you know, anyone taking interest, to be quite frank with you. Obviously, you contacted me as well. We had another woman from it was actually from Orion, who, you know, was very polite in her email saying, oh, you know, the person who did it, they, you know, put a lot of time and effort into it. But they unfortunately pronounced, like you were saying earlier, I pronounced it Orion instead of Orion. This, unfortunately, was one of the towns that was not stated in the original 1957 pronunciation guide, which was very much a kind of foundation for this project when it began. So, obviously, it being a website, I can go back in, change some things in post-production, and make the website as good as it can be.
All right. And, again, the site, the easiest way to find this online resource, go.illinois.edu/pronunciation guide. John Bruins is an undergrad student at the U of I, really helping out with this project through the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. Jonathan, before we let you go, anything else you need to mention about this project?
I'd say, you know, there definitely is, you know, more stuff that we wish to add on. If you go to the website, you can see that not only in terms of municipalities, which was, you know, the brunt of our focus, we likewise have townships, which we definitely hope to add in at a later date, as well as state parks, summits, heck, even, you know, lakes and rivers. We obviously, again, during the initial, you know, programming, we thought, oh, of course we could have this done by April. But obviously, you know, those are things to be added in at a later date. But if you think there's a lot of pronunciations in it now, you know, just you wait.
All right. Again, bookmark it. The site is go.illinois.edu/pronunciation guide.